I will crash the antivirus program of my fucking mind that functions like a computer. Episode number 19 of the Mad Henry Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Sophia Fletcher. How is everyone doing? First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai.
If you are running Windows 10 without any extra antivirus, then you will need to work a bit on the Windows Defender, since it is enabled by default. Windows Defender is a part of Windows 10 that offers a basic, real-time defense against viruses and other threats. While it is true you can protect your PC against viruses without installing a third-party antivirus and paying a bit more attention when browsing the internet and downloading files, most users choose to install third-party antivirus instead of Windows Defender. Some free antiviruses offer better protection than some paid antiviruses available for Windows 10. All of the above-mentioned free antivirus software is quite good, and has been evaluated with better numbers compared to the basic Windows 10 antivirus. When it comes to free antivirus, there are dozens out there, and a lot of them are not very impressive, but they definitely provide better protection than Windows Defender built-in. Mac or Linux users hardly ever use antivirus software, either. In my view, we actually need anti-antivirus software, in order to protect ourselves against an ongoing antivirus software pandemic. Speaking of backwards, band-aids, and breaking down every single bit of security that I have on my PC, one of the only security features that is not included with Windows Vista is antivirus software. In fact, the Vista's new security features slow your PC down faster than nearly all other kinds of software you could possibly install. I do not want to go into a whole Windows XP versus Windows Vista debate here, but suffice to say, the list of new features in Vista is pretty vast. Though maybe not as vast as some might like. You could make an argument that 3 out of all of those added security checks might not have been needed to begin with had Microsoft initially followed the time-honored Unix convention of splitting off standard users from privileged administrators. Get this, because Windows Vista went all out with Windows Vista in order to dramatically enhance security, with new features such as user account control and Windows Defender. After all, healthcare IT is the industry that cannot secure doorbells, fridges, thermostats, even tea kettles. It is also missing a lot of features offered by Avast and AVG antivirus software. One of the common objections against installing an antivirus is that it may impact your machine's performance. Basically, you would not know that Sophos antivirus for Linux is there, except, of course, when it is detected and blocking the threat from infecting your machine or spreading to the user's workstation. The best part is that Sophos antivirus for Linux is free right now. Bitdefender antivirus offers real-time protection, an intrusion detection system that makes sure apps trying to access the internet from your PC are not disguised malware, active virus technologies to identify potential threats, HTTP scans, and anti-rootkit. Fortunately, Sophos antivirus for Linux has a low footprint and a minimum effect on your system speed. I actually used VMware to test my app against clean Microsoft installations. Their IT guy sent me a link recently to some antivirus software, saying now that I am an ongoing employee, it is important I am protected. I felt like I had to tell them that I was removing it, however, and was wondering whether I needed to give them a reason, or what I would do if they balked. A. I would simply choose my antivirus software and uninstall theirs, unless you signed anything or agreed otherwise in the policy saying that you will be using them. Since I do not know exactly what antivirus you are using, I cannot directly advise you on the options. Now, you need to find out what the background apps might be responsible for stopping you from getting into Roblox. When playing Roblox, make sure you shut down any applications that are not in use. This will keep Roblox from getting stuck in your PC. Since antivirus may occasionally provide false positives, to avoid launching Roblox executable, turn off your antivirus. Reinstall the Roblox application, because sometimes, if the updates are missing files, this may cause persistent crashes. Roblox keeps failing for various reasons, like running some unwanted apps in the background, antivirus issues connecting to internet, blocking the game's files, having an older graphics card, corrupted files, a temporary crash, or a problem with system caching in PC. Before going for any fixes, if you have not had
Questions such as why Roblox keeps crashing your PC, where is the exact issue, etc. For Android, download an antivirus app such as Bitdefender or McAfee, which will run a scan of apps before downloading them, and also flag suspicious activity in apps that you have. Then there are the commercial spy apps, which require physical access to be downloaded onto the phone, usually done by someone known to the victim, like a partner or parent, and can spy on anything happening on the device. Basically, just about everything that a hacker might possibly want to do to your phone, those apps will enable. A Mac is not vulnerable to thousands of viruses that plague Windows-based computers. We are deep into the 21st century, yet people still seem to think that a Linux-based OS is perfectly safe. I will be offering a few security tips for protecting your Linux desktops and servers in another blog post over the coming days, so make sure you are following our blog, and follow Sophos, Sophos Labs, and Naked Security on social media. When you tell a system administrator you do not like running antivirus software, they will stare agape in your mouth, like you have just told them you hate puppies and flowers.
Episode 19 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sophia Fletcher. Adios.
Podbot.ai